Angel 95, time for another Kingdom Factor program here. I'm Jerry Q, of course, and Mark Queen is with me here, and he's with the Kingdom Factor here today. And good day to you.
Good day to you. Thank you for having me in today, Jerry.
Well, we're going to talk about Crucial Talks. What is Crucial Talks?
Crucial Talks are what we do inside of our tribe. And so it's easy enough to think about that we've identified 100 different challenges that entrepreneurs have. On top of those 100 entrepreneurial challenges that we have as we have our own individual challenges. You and I were just talking about, hey, being some parts of our life were really attentive to detail, right?
Yeah.
So I forget, what's that phrase?
Well, I'm obsessive compulsive.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Right, yeah.
So that's part of the way God made you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we know that individuals have their own traits that people have, but when you run a business or you're a leader, we know that organizations have problems also. And so we, inside of our tribes, every session, we're going to have a crucial conversation. And so we know that when we're resolving the issues that an entrepreneur or leader brings to the tribe, that those are crucial for them to be able to resolve. And so what we're going to be able to do inside of our show is we're going to address those crucial conversations. We're going to have, occasionally we'll have guests to join us where they will actually share some of the crucial conversation that they had that the tribe actually was able to pour in and be able to help them address. So that's kind of what the definition of what a crucial talk is.
Okay, well, and again, with the activities that we have scheduled, there are, what, five of them, and then three of them actually lead to the various kinds of conversation.
Yeah, so inside of the tribe, we have five activities that we do. Three of them are going to lead to crucial talks. So we're going to have a lesson that everybody will be able to read and study before they come into a tribe meeting. Those are all done online. So that when you're a tribe member, I know that one of the biggest challenges we all have is time. You don't struggle with time, do you?
Oh, no.
I'm a liar.
Let's see. You've got radio shows. You've got to be on time. You've got to push the right buttons. You got to have the right people in the right place.
And you have the right timing.
And all of that has to be lined up, right? So, we've got to have that timing set up. But so there's a lesson inside about how do we manage time? Right? Well, that's a crucial conversation. But we bring inside of every tribe meeting, we're going to have that lesson. Those are going to turn into crucial talks and let us be able to leave the meeting and be able to make some adjustments potentially in our business and our personal lives and our spiritual lives about how we'll be able to do that. So I would say that that qualifies as a crucial activity, wouldn't you?
And so we're going to seek godly counsel from our issues.
Absolutely. Right. So the other place that we're going to wind up having crucial talks is going to happen in the element of actually what we label as crucial conversations. Okay? So an example of a crucial conversation could be that somebody might come to the tribe this month and it's their month for the crucial talk, and they may say that they don't have enough sales, that they're down in sales, they're behind in their projected revenue that they might have. That would be a different crucial talk than somebody that's in a tribe that's a startup. They have no sales. We can't say that the sales are down because they don't have
anything
any,
to go
right?
Yeah.
So their crucial conversation may be, hey, I need to get started on sales. I've been in startup mode. I've been doing all of the obligatory backstage stuff to get my business set up. Maybe my website is up, maybe my Facebook page, whatever you've got to do to get your business set up. But I need some sales. So that person might have the starting of the sales stream might be what their crucial talk is. So every month, one member of the tribe gets to come with their crucial conversation. So when we think of crucial talks and having this paradigm of there's three different places that we know that's going to happen inside the tribe. One is going to be inside the lesson. Two is going to be the crucial conversation itself. And then three is going to be our godly counsel.
All right. So in that session of godly counsel, break it up in what you're doing. You're actually scoring yourself on what we're talking about?
Yeah. So what we do inside of the godly counsel is inside of every tribe meeting, at the very end of the meeting, there's about 50 minutes left. what we do is we go to our godly counsel card, where everybody is handed a small godly counsel card, about a three, it's bigger than 3x5, 5x8 piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And it's got an outline on it that says, okay, who is this? Mm-hmm. And so Jerry would sit down and say, okay, I've got an issue with my staff. I've got to change my staffing and my hours. It's not working out well. Mm-hmm. So Jerry would put his name on the card. He would say, in my business, you're going to score it from a 1 to a 10. Mm-hmm. How big of a problem is this to you?
Uh-huh.
Because everybody in the group is going to do one of these cards. And we're going to address them by the level of severity it is for the entrepreneur. So mm-hmm. if you said this is an 8 to mm-hmm. me, for the facilitator, they're going to take in all the cards of the group and they're going to start with the 10s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you know that if you think that this is only a level 2 for you, that your problem isn't going to be brought up when we're ready right. to go open it up to the godly council. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be open first. It's going yeah. to be down at the 2s,
basketball.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if I put down, my issue is that I've got to control some expenses for my marketing. Mm-hmm. And I might say that's a level 8, and I might say it's a level 8 because I'm getting ready to renew my marketing plan for the year. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going to sign a contract, that's got to be done mm-hmm. in a specific time frame. So it makes sense why I might say that's an 8. I might even say if my contract is due 2 days from now, I might say that it's a 10.
Yeah, right.
And so everybody in the tribe is going to be able to list if they've got an issue that they want to bring up to the group. And what I don't want to do is I don't want to pigeonhole that those godly counsels are all about problems. They're not. Some people are going to say, what I want godly counsel on today is I have the opportunity to maybe buy an asset, or I've got an opportunity that's a great thing to take advantage of. Okay, well, would you like some godly counsel about how to do that in the wisest way? Mm-hmm. So they're not negative issues, they're just issues. They're not all business issues. Some of them may be spiritual. Some of them may be personal. Somebody may say they want some godly counsel about, I'm struggling in my marriage right now. Mm-hmm. And my wife or my husband's not real happy with me because of the attention that I'm giving them.
Right.
And they, by the way, I don't expect that if anybody writes that as a godly counsel card that they're doing that, that's a label too. If they're bringing it up, it's probably a 10. Their relationship yeah. has been harmed or hurt in somehow, mm-hmm. and they need to find a way to find some restoring and some healing to it. So we've talked about what are crucial talks. Crucial talks are one of these three places inside of our tribe. They're either going to be godly counsels, which happen at the end of our meeting. They're going to be crucial conversations that happen for the meat of the meeting, and those are going to last an hour and are individualized, focused on each member, gets to do that once per year. And then we've got our lessons, which are going to lead to crucial talks as well. So that's what a crucial talk is.
Okay, tell me about the lessons. I mean, is it something prepared ahead of time, or do you relate to an issue that's been discussed, or what's the lesson like?
Yeah, so lessons are always prepared before you come. Mm-hmm. And so inside of a tribe, you're going to be given the lesson before you come, generally about a week before you show up, so that you can cover it whenever you want to cover it in the week before. So if you want to do it as nighttime reading, that's fine. Some lessons are going to require more reflection than others. One of my favorite lessons, you know, it's funny that I say my favorite lessons. Mm-hmm. I think I have a favorite lesson after every tribe meeting. Oh, yeah. This is my favorite lesson. Yeah. This is my favorite one, right? But lessons are going to be common things that almost every entrepreneur battles with. Mm-hmm. So I've created a list for you.
Uh-huh. I thought some we might samples just, here we yeah, can talk
I,
about.
I thought we might just go through and talk about them.
Everybody has some common ground.
Yeah. So, all right. In American culture, health insurance is a pretty common commodity, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. There's different kinds of health insurance.
Right.
There's qualified health insurance. Mm-hmm. There's non-qualified health insurance. And then there are health insurance lookalikes. Mm-hmm. Things like MediShare.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you about. Right. I saw your
there
notes.
There are several of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you an expert in health insurance, Jerry?
I am not.
I am not either.
Yeah.
But one of our lessons talks about the difference of those three different types mm-hmm. and identifies some of the places that you can get that. And easily, That could be an hour-long conversation. So if we think about, here's the types of health insurance that currently exist in the United States. We're not being experts. We're not recommending inside of the tribe what people should do for insurance. All we're doing is educating one another. Mm-hmm. So if you think about this, 12 people get inside of a room. I don't have any statistics to back this up, but I would find it difficult to believe that we could find a single tribe of 12 different entrepreneurs and leaders that exist, that every single one of the members has the same kind of health insurance. Mm-hmm. And so if we have a lesson to help everybody understand the basic differences, and then we talk about it as a group, mm-hmm. you might sit down and say, let's just say that you have MediShare. So if you have MediShare, you're going to be able to pour into the wisdom of the room about what you like about MediShare, how mm-hmm. it's worked for you, what it has done, what it hasn't done, what are the advantages of it, what are the pitfalls that you've experienced, mm-hmm. and you can share that from a non-judgmental way. Mm-hmm. While at the same time, the other people in the room, they're going to be able to share about their experiences, their advantages, their pitfalls that they have seen, mm-hmm. and then you have people in the room going, oh, wait a minute, I had no clue that that concept had that advantage. Mm-hmm. And at this stage in my life, maybe it was the traditional type of insurance worked for me. Mm-hmm. But now at this stage of life that I'm an empty nester, maybe the non-qualified approach might work for me. So we're not telling people what they have to do.
Giving them ideas about options.
Absolutely. Right, no different than there's plenty of scripture mm-hmm. that tells us how we are to deal with things. And the scriptures don't say the same things.
Right.
It comes from different perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. Even though Jesus said, okay, here's what I want you to do. We're all sinners. We're all falling short of doing it exactly the way that he might have us to do, right? Mm-hmm. But we're all moving towards that path. So it's very easy to see that through these conversations that we're going to be able to pour into one another's lives, and that's just a great one. Let's go on to another one here.
Yeah, pick up some help.
How about time management?
Yeah, we can all use some help.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Inside of a lesson about time management, we're going to talk about the difference between focus time and free time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you can relate to this. When was the last time, Jerry, that you had 14 consecutive days that you did not think or do anything about the radio station?
Never. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Right, right.
God wants you to have a Sabbath.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where he says, I don't want you to be worried about your commercialization. I don't want you to be worried about your enterprise. Because, by the way, this isn't your enterprise.
Yeah.
It's true. God's enterprise.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't it make sense that God wants us, if God created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh, mm-hmm. do you think God is still in the world?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think God retired. I don't think God meant that we're supposed to go just totally disengage in our life, but he does want us to take a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. So how do we as entrepreneurs, when we feel the pressure, we feel the weight on our shoulders of all of the risk and everything that we have to do, right? Mm-hmm. How do we find a way for us to say, wait a minute, I think God is going to take care of my company. Mm-hmm. And I think God will empower me to think strategically enough that I could totally disengage from my business for 24 hours and I could have a Sabbath.
You'd be amazed how much you actually get done when you get back to work. I mean, you're just taking a little bit of a break.
You get focused. Yeah. We are designed to do a sprint and a jog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. When you look at the people in the Olympics, if you go watch the 100-meter dash, that man, those guys warm up, the ladies warm up, they get prepped, they are ready to go, and then it's time to really run, and they get in the blocks. And they're ready to sprint when the gun goes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't sprint forever. They get done. There is no race in the Olympics right now that lasts for 5,000 miles.
Right.
They all have limits.
Yeah.
And everybody trains for whatever limit of the race that they want to do.
Even a marathon. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so inside of a tribe, think about all these different mm-hmm. business owners that we've got inside of a tribe. They're all doing it differently, mm-hmm. right? So it might be easier for an architecture firm to be able to design systems that allows an owner of an architecture firm to actually be able to say, you know what, I can get away for 14 days without thinking about my business because mm-hmm. it's not running 24/7. And there's no expectation that the architecture firm is actually delivering value 24/7 versus a radio station. I'm sorry, let's privatize ambulance service.
Yeah, right.
When do you not want the ambulance ready to serve?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So businesses are different. So we can learn from one another. Mm-hmm. You can learn from those other enterprises that say, you know, in order for us to set up to have a Sabbath, these are the things that we got put into place. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. If Jerry learns about that and he's got a 24-hour a day business, mm-hmm. then maybe he can learn a way to actually be able to block out a whole day that he doesn't have to do anything. And it's difficult. Jerry, do you find it easy to give up control?
No.
You said you're obsessive compulsive. Well, I got news.
Yeah.
Most entrepreneurs, they're not, I'm not going to say they're obsessive compulsive, but they do control the enterprise. Mm-hmm. They're the ones at risk. So we own it. We feel very controlling inside of that. And it's difficult for us to let go. Mm-hmm. I know it is for me.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And so you talk about training that, okay, if I got to let go, I got to train other people. Well, wait a minute. In the time it takes me to train somebody
might
else.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are we restricting what God can provide in the world by us controlling all that stuff?
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah.
So this leads to, these are examples of lessons that we have, and we've got hundreds of them. Mm-hmm. And so what we're going to be able to do inside of our show is now that we're explaining to people what they're going to expect when they're inside of a tribe, what we're going to do through our seasons is our different shows are going to bring in these relevant conversations that you and I are going to have. We've already agreed that we're going to have guests that we're going to be able to bring in. And those guests are going to be people that have actually probably struggled with the same things that your listeners are struggling with. And they're going to talk a little bit about how they've been able to solve it. They're going to be able to share kind of what they've been able to experience inside of the tribe and how they've done it, regardless of whether it's a lesson, whether it was a godly counsel element that they experienced or whether it's a crucial conversation that they shared.
I'm talking with Mark Queen here from the Kingdom Factor. And if people want to find out more about the organization, how to get in a tribe, can you kind of just summarize things here a little bit of how you do that?
Yeah. So the first thing to do is to go to the website at www.corescore. That's like core of an apple core. Score, like the score of the baseball game, .net. And at that site, you can see how we serve individuals one-on-one, which is our old model. And the most exciting model is this peer-to-peer model about the tribe. So if you go to the website and you click on the link for the peer-to-peer groups, you'll go in and you'll read about all these different activities that you can do. And of course, the website has information that you can enter in and we can be in communication with you and set up an investigative call to talk about how you might be able to fit into a tribe in your area. And we'd be happy to do that.
And of course, angel95fm.com is our webpage, and we also have a link here to our interviews, which, like today, where you're doing, and you can, you know, we hear what we just talked about in case you missed something, or, oh, well, he said something about that, but I forgot what it was. You can go back and listen again.
Absolutely.
That's angel95fm.com. So any concluding remarks here, Mark?
You know, Jerry, just thank you for what you do. Thank you for helping people to move forward. And remember, just because you're an entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself.